Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate the opportunity to be back with you as one of our church families in the Christian Missionary Alliance. If you don't know who I am, I am the district superintendent for the Central Canadian District of the Christian Missionary Alliance. My church is from Windsor to Niagara Falls to Thunder Bay. In that district, we have over 70 churches that make up this church family. And you are one of my church families. So I'm here with you this morning as your brother in Christ. And I want to talk, I want to talk this morning on the subject of mission. The Apostle Peter told us, writes that it is his will that none should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of Christ. And then the Apostle Paul also tells us that the gospel, the gospel is the power of God for that salvation. But then he also tells us that how can anyone know the Lord unless we preach the gospel? And how can we preach except we be sent? Which is what it means to be on mission. And I want to talk about being on mission, everyone, everywhere, and all of the time. A.W. Tozer, who is one of the fathers of the Christian Missionary Alliance, wrote that Simpson wanted the alliance to be a spiritual, to be a spiritual association of believers. Thank you.
陶宗他就说，我们宣教会的创始人宣信牧师他曾经说，宣教会就是一个把可供认识福音的人联合在一起，一个属灵的团体。
Who hungered to know the full blessing of the gospel of Christ?
大家非常渴慕来认识福音真理。
While working concertedly for the speedy evangelization of the world. Being on mission is why we exist. It is why the Christian Missionary Alliance began. It is why you are a member church of the Christian Missionary Alliance. It is why you invest in our global ministries and our district ministries. The national vision prayer of the Christian Missionary Alliance reads this way. O God, with all our hearts, we long for you. Come, transform us to be Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, mission-focused people. Multiplying disciples everywhere. My hope is that that is your prayer this morning. Simpson wrote, God means every Christian to be effective. To make a difference in the actual records and results of Christian work.
并对他们的事工产生一个积极的影响。
God put each of us here to be a power.
神让我们每个人现在都具有能力。
There is not one of us, but is an essential wheel of the machinery.
不是某一个人，而是我们整体像一个转动轮子一样。
And can accomplish all that God calls us to.
然后完成上帝所呼召我们去完成的工作。
We are living in a very difficult world in a very difficult time.
我们现在居住在一个非常艰难的时代，在艰难的世界上。
This world needs an alliance of people.
这些人需要人们的联合，这个世界需要人们的联合。
We are on mission, everyone, everywhere, and all of the time.
我们在一直在行动中，不论是任何人、任何地点、任何时间。
But I wonder how many of us would consider ourselves missionaries.
但是我想知道，就是说，有多少人认为自己是一个宣教士？
We know that Jesus was certainly a missionary.
我们知道耶稣肯定是一位宣教士。
And my text this morning is from Luke chapter 4, verse 18 and 19.
今天我正道经的就是路加福音四章十八到十九节。
Jesus stood up in the synagogue and read this prophetic scripture from the book of Isaiah.
耶稣在圣殿那天在圣殿，他就起来宣读以赛亚书的这段经文。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
主的灵在我身上。
Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor.
因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be set free.
他差遣我报告被掳的得释放。
And that the blind will see.
瞎眼的能看见。
To set the oppressed free.
叫受压制的得自由。
And that the time of the Lord's favor has come.
报告神悦纳人的喜年。
This was the missionary calling of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣他自己宣教的施工宣言。
But this is also the missionary calling of every disciple of Jesus Christ.
这也是每个主的门徒所应有的施工的宣言。
The commission means that we enter into the mission of Jesus.
意味着我们进入到耶稣基督的施工当中。
And it would be just as true to say today.
我们今天应该这样说。
The Spirit of the Lord is upon you.
主的灵实际上在你身上。
Because he has anointed you to proclaim good news to the poor.
因为他用膏膏你，叫你传福音给贫穷的人。
He has sent you to proclaim that captives will be set free.
差遣你报告被掳的得释放。
And that the blind will see.
你去报告瞎眼的能看见。
To set the oppressed free.
你去报告叫压制的受压制的膏得自由。
And to proclaim that the time of the Lord's favor has come.
你去报告神悦纳人的喜年。
This is our calling.
这是我们的呼召。
This is our scripture.
这是我们今天应该得到经文。
And this is our mission.
也是我们的施工。
Everyone is a Christian missionary.
每个人都是宣教士。
I want to challenge your thinking this morning and what you understand to be a missionary.
我想今天挑战大家，你有没有明白自己就是一个宣教士？
Simpson said, "I cannot understand how any man or woman can believe in the Lord's coming."
学习故事还说，他不能相信，如果一个人相信主会再来的话
，and not be a missionary，
但是他就不愿意成为一个宣教士
，or at least committed to the work of missions with every power in his being，
或者他至少愿意使用自己的能力在宣教士工上委身。
Several years ago, I read an article in Christianity Today。
在几年前，我在《基督日报》上看到这样一个消息。
And in that article was this quote.
在那个文章中有这样的一个引用。
We are all commanded by Jesus to go and make disciples, but not everyone is called to be a missionary.
我们都被耶稣呼召去使万民成为门徒，但是并不是每个人都是宣教士。
Do you believe that to be true or false?
你觉得这个是对的还是错的？
If you believe and agree with that statement, then you would be wrong.
如果你同意这句话的话，那说明你错了。
Think about the characteristics of a missionary.
我们想一想宣教士具有的一些特征。
If someone were to ask you to describe a missionary, what would you say?
如果有人让你描述一下宣教士他具有什么特征，你会怎么说呢？
Well, you'd probably say some things like this.
你可能会这样说。
A missionary is a citizen in their homeland.
宣教士呢是某个国家的公民。
A missionary is a resident in a foreign land where they serve.
同时呢，他又是那个侍奉。国家工厂的一个居民。
They are in that land, but not of that land. They are foreigners in a strange place. A missionary is called by God and set apart to do His will. A missionary is commissioned. Charged with a responsibility and given the authority to do it. A missionary is empowered. Enabled and equipped to carry out the work. And a missionary is sent. Sent into the place where they're to fulfill their work of service. All of these characterize a missionary. But what does the Bible have to say about you and I? What does it say about all of us? Well, in Philippians 3:20, it says that we are citizens of heaven. Paul said your citizenship is in heaven. In a very real and true sense, we have dual citizenship. You may have citizenship in the land you're living, but you also, if you are a believer of Jesus, have citizenship in heaven. And heaven is our true home and land. But in John chapter 17, listen to what else Jesus has to say about us. In his prayer to the Father, he said, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of this world. Any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world. But that you protect them from the evil one. And then he said, they are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Further down in verses 18-20, he then says, as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them I sanctify myself that they too may be truly sanctified or set apart. And then just in case you think that he was just praying for his immediate disciples, he then says, I pray also for those who believe in me through their message. Which means this prayer was for all of us. Then Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11, he says, we should live our lives as strangers and aliens in a foreign land. In Matthew chapter 28, we are commissioned to go into all the world. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem until I empower you to do that mission. So what the Bible is saying is we have all of the characteristics of a missionary. If you are a citizen of heaven,
如果你是一个天国的公民的话，
a resident in this present world，
我们在现在在这个世界上的身份，
if you are in this world but not of it，
所以你是在这个世界上却不属于这个世界，
if you have been sent into the world by Christ，
如果你被耶稣基督差遣到这个世界上，
if you are an alien and a stranger in this present world，
如果同时你也是在这个世界上是客旅是寄居。
And if you are called, authorized, and empowered by Christ to do a mission,
如果你被神呼召并且被赋予权柄和能力来从事福音的事工，
then what are you?
那你们的身份是什么呢？
You have to be a missionary.
你一定是一个宣教士。
The truth is that everyone is commanded by Jesus to go and make disciples.
真相就是说，我们每个人都是被耶稣呼召去使万民成为门徒。
Therefore, every disciple of Christ is called and sent to be a Christian missionary.
所以每个基督徒都是被耶稣基督所呼召的宣教士。
And the mission is everywhere.
我们的服事实际上是遍至各地的。
Jesus said, "I am sending you into the world."
主说，我把你们差遣到这个世界上。
The field, the mission field, is the world.
我们的服事工厂就是全世界。
The world is immediately outside these doors.
这个世界就意味着就是外面这个门外的这个地方。
The world is where you live.
这个世界就是说你居住的那个社区。
It's where you work.
你工作的场合。
It's where we, you know, where we do business.
我们日常的生活的地方。
The world is all around us.
世界就在我们周围。
In this article in Christianity Today,
在基督时报的文章中，他说
，The sentence that immediately followed the last sentence I just shared，
就是紧接着刚才我说的那句话
，says missionaries are called to the special task of crossing geographical or cultural boundaries。
所以宣教士就是那些被呼召去。跨越疆界，跨越不同的文化，去给不信的人传福音的人。
In order to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the unreached，
所以他们的目标就是把福音传给那些未得之人。
This is a very common definition of a missionary。
这是一个关于宣教士的非常正的广泛的普通普遍的一个定义。
The majority of Christians would agree that this is a true statement。
所以很大部分基督徒认为这个是对的，关于宣教士的定义。
I'm here to tell you this morning that it's false.
我今天要告诉你这个定义是错的。
Not only is it false, it is very problematic.
不仅是错的，而且很有很大的问题。
When you think about this definition of a missionary, then here are some problems that arise.
如果你把这个当作一个宣教士的固有定义的话，就会有引发很多的疑问。
According to this definition, the work of reaching the unreached people in the world is the responsibility of an elite few.
如果根据这个定义的话，那是给那些未得之民传福音的人，是给一些少数的属灵的人的。
It's the responsibility of those special people that have a special task.
所以是给那些具有特别技能的那些特殊的人群的。
Which means the majority of the church is disempowered, unemployed, and underutilized.
所以呢，就意味着教会里绝大多数的人呢是没有能力、没有活力，甚至是没有用处的人。
This sounds more like something the devil would want us to believe.
这好像更像是一个魔鬼给我们的一些话语。
The second problem that I can see is the responsibility for reaching the unreached.People of this community would require missionaries from a foreign land to come here.
这个话的问题在于，如果是对的话，那就意味着我们在这个社区这些人需要外国的人来给我们传福音。
According to this definition, missionaries would have to cross our border and come to our culture to share the gospel to unreached people in our community.
根据这个定义，就是说那些。我们这个社区居民需要那些宣教士跨越不同的疆界和文化来到我们社区来给我们传福音。
Our community and our country doesn't need missionaries to come to share the gospel.
其实我们的社区，我们的国家根本不需要外国人来给我们传福音。
What our country and community needs is for us who are the missionaries to share the gospel.
我们的社区，我们的国家需要我们自己成为这个社区的福音的使者。
We are the citizens of heaven. We are the ones sent into this world. We are commissioned. We are empowered. And we are sent to live in this community, this country, as strangers and aliens from another place. For the purpose of doing the mission of Christ. But here's the biggest problem with this definition. Let me read it again. Let's look at it again. Missionaries are called to the special task of crossing geographical or cultural boundaries in order to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the unreached. According to this definition, Jesus would not qualify to be a missionary. Jesus was a Galilean and a missionary to Galilee. Matthew 4, verse 23, summarizes his 3 years of public ministry. It says he went throughout all of Galilee, preaching and teaching the gospel. Jesus didn't cross the geographical border. Jesus didn't go to another culture. Jesus was a missionary in Galilee. Several years ago, I was asked to speak at a missionary conference. And this conference was for another denomination. And they had asked other speakers as well as myself. I'm not even sure to this day why they asked me. All of the other speakers were missionaries in foreign countries. They were from Canada, but they were missionaries elsewhere. And as each one came to the pulpit, the podium, and introduced themselves, they said, "My name is so-and-so, I'm from Alberta, and I'm a missionary to Africa." Or they said, "My name is John Smith, and I'm a missionary to China." I was the last speaker. And so I introduced myself. My name is Steve Harbridge. I'm from Ontario, and I'm a missionary to Canada. And I could see everyone going into shock. It's like the gears in their brain were, you know, grinding. They didn't know what to make of that statement. Because they believed that to be a Christian missionary, you have to cross a border or a body of water or a cultural boundary. And that is just not true. We are missionaries in the place that God has put us. Everyone and everywhere. In fact, the mission strategy that Jesus left us in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He said, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth." That means everywhere. Starting with here. I have friends who were missionaries in Peru for a number of years. And while they were missionaries in Peru, they were supported by, you know, donors. My friend, his name is Harold, had health problems. They had to come back to Canada. While living here in Ontario, his wife got a job as a chaplain in a nursing home. Harold and his wife started a ministry to three nursing homes. They believed that the people in these nursing homes were in eternity's waiting room. And needed to hear about Jesus. The last time I talked to them, they had led 62 of them to Jesus. What is sad to me, however, is because they were no longer in the mission field, according to the donors who were supporting them, they quit supporting them. That should just not be. That's a problem. The truth is, we are in this country, but not of it. Our citizenship is in heaven. We have been sent into this community, authorized and empowered by Christ to fulfill His mission. Every one of us is a Christian missionary. And everywhere we are is our mission field. And we are on mission all of the time. Serving Christ is not limited to what we do in the church. It is not limited to what we do for the church. It is not limited to do with what we do when the church is together. We are missionaries everywhere and all of the time. The Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 3 writes, "Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as though you were working for the Lord, not for people. Whatever you do, what is it you do? Whatever you do is service for Jesus. Whatever you do is sacred. If you're a nurse, if you're a doctor, if you're an engineer, if you're a plumber, if you're a mother, what Paul is saying is, whatever we do, we are on mission. And we should do it with all of our heart as though we were doing it for Jesus and not for people. Since you know that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, it is the Lord Christ you are serving. It is the Lord Christ we are serving. And if it is the Lord Christ we are serving, then it is part of the mission. It is men who have created a sacred and secular divide. It is not found in the scriptures. The idea that whatever we do that is related to the church activities is sacred, but whatever we do in life, in business, in a career is secular, is not a New Testament theology. Being on mission is a lifestyle. It is not a program or an event. Being on mission means serving Jesus in whatever, whenever, and wherever we are. We are on mission. Everyone, everywhere, and all of the time. I shared this message at one of our other churches. And at the end of the service, a woman came forward with tears. She was crying. This woman would be in her mid-50s, I would think. She thanked me for the message. And then she said, "Your message has set me free." Then she went on to share her story. She said, as a teenager, a Christian teenager, she always felt that God was calling her to the mission field. She believed that it was God's will for her to be a missionary. But she didn't get the opportunity to go. But she said, all of her adult life, she has done work with single moms, young single mothers. She has provided for them, cared for them, shared Jesus with them, led many of them to faith in Christ. And she said, "Today I am caring for 4 single mothers and sharing Jesus with them." And she said, "Your message has shown me that for the first time in my life, I have been a missionary my whole life." We need to be missionaries of Christ everywhere, all of us everywhere, and all of the time. The goal of the mission is to fill our community with the knowledge of Jesus Christ. That's not going to be done by an elite few who are called to a special task. One of my favorite verses is in Acts chapter 5, verse 27 and 28. It's the story of the disciples who had gone out to preach the gospel, but were told by the Sadducees not to preach about this man, Jesus. And so the Sadducees, the authorities, brought them in to discipline them. And in verse 28, they said to the disciples, "We told you not to preach in the name of this man Jesus, but you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching."
This人说,
And it occurred to me one day that the mission of the church, the New Testament church, was not to fill a building with Jerusalem.
非常使我感到感动是，就是说他们，这些主教会呢，不单单是把这个福音充满了耶路撒冷。
It was to fill Jerusalem with the knowledge of Jesus.
他把这个福音呢，把耶路撒冷用耶稣基督的福音所充满。
Going to church is not the power of God for salvation.
来到教会的并不是神的经文，仅仅神经文。
People cannot believe if they don't hear the gospel.
如果他们人不听到福音的话，他们不会相信。
Our mission is not to fill this room with Oakville.
我们的服务宗旨并不是把这个整个的这个教会充满。
Our mission as the Christian Missionary Alliance is not to fill our buildings with people.
我们的使命并不是把这个建筑上被人所填满。
It is to fill our community with the knowledge of Jesus.
而是让我们的社区被耶稣基督的福音所充满。
And that requires all of us being on mission. Everyone, everywhere. And all of the time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit, who reveals your word to us, and who leads us into all truth. I pray this morning that our hearts would be open to hear. That our hearts would be receptive to receive. The word of truth that you would speak to us today. I pray that we would be transformed by our thinking. Changing the way we think about who we are and what you have given us to do. It is my prayer this morning, Lord, that the Spirit of the Lord would come upon all of us, your people, and that you would anoint us afresh today to proclaim good news to the poor. Send us to proclaim that captives will be set free. Send us to proclaim that the blind will see. Send us, O Lord, to set the oppressed free. And to declare that this is the time of the Lord's favor. In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名祷告。